gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio with the garden editor, Claire.
Good morning, it's me, Dave Chan-Smith on Basingstoke Community Radio. Community connections for your Tuesday, and I've got Claire, the garden editor, on the phone this morning. How are you doing, Claire? All right?
Very, very hot.
Well, the weather's changed. It's nice, isn't it?
And I, you know, you've heard me moan on about the weather for so long, so I feel churlish
complaining
about it. No,
surely not moaning about the weather. We don't do that, do we? Us Brits, we don't moan about the weather.
No, well, enjoy, if people are able to enjoy it or watch the football or whatever, enjoy it. Put on a bit of sun cream, slap on a t-shirt if you want. But yeah, it's quite nice, isn't it? But I've forgotten what it's like to be really warm outside. It's quite nice. I think get used to it.
Is it going to last?
Good question. I don't know. It has been very wet this summer so far, and so we could end a drier, warmer spell. My best bet is it will be really nice until all the schools break up, and then it'll like rain for a week at the end of July.
Yeah.
Sorry, kids. Something like that.
Yeah, okay. Because as a gardener, before we go into today's edition, but as a gardener, can you not tell about the weather by looking at certain plants and stuff?
If plants are like wilting, they look like they need water, but the very effective thing I look at is three different weather apps on my phone.
All right, yeah, okay. Yeah, use technology, okay.
So I have to say I do use modern technology, you can tell. And we're out in it all weather, really. Skin is waterproof. It's just a question of wearing the right layers and the right levels of kit. But I'm quite, for one, enjoying not having to wear full winter gear now. It's quite nice to be out and about.
Shorts and wellies. Is that a look?
That's been a look this spring. Yeah,
and
I have. I have gone there. It's not a I think it's a striking combination, but possibly not one for the fashion models. But it's Glastonbury this weekend, so who knows?
Oh, the weather's going to change then, isn't it? Definitely.
Exactly.
Okay, what are we talking about today then, Claire?
Well, I thought today we could talk about gardening in containers. So gardening with pots, gardening with window boxes. One, because it's a really popular thing for people to do, to have window boxes or hanging baskets. But also, if you don't feel that you have a garden or don't have a green space, sometimes you might have a little window ledge or you might have a little space outside. And that's how I got into gardening. I volunteered with a charity called Food Up Front in London, where we tried to encourage everyone to grow just a lettuce on a windowsill, just to do something to enhance their well-being and enhance them, get in touch with nature. So I thought we'd do that. Have you ever thought about container gardening? I know you're not a massive keen
Funny to say
one
that
for the muck.
We've got some lettuces in a container at the moment.
Oh, well, there we go. Dave, you astound me.
I think there's four.
This is really exciting. So are they in, what type of container have you got them in?
Plastic one. On top of a table in the garden, so the slugs can't get to it because they can't get up the table, you see. Yeah, no, they're all right. I water them every night and they seem to be a bit fluffy in that, so all right.
That sounds brilliant. Well, you're doing all, all the right things. Well, I have to say, our radio broadcast about slugs has gone a bit viral. Everyone keeps asking about it. And I have to say, from my chats with people, I'm afraid spare beer is for the win. The people who've used that have had real success. So
well,
keep
we
with
won't
that.
Need it after Tuesday because we're going to fall out of the Euros after Tuesday, aren't we? Probably. So all that beer that everyone's bought, can't use it now.
Yeah, drown our sorrows.
Drown our sorrows and just leave the rest in the garden. That's what you need to do.
So the first question might be, what kind of container can you use? And pretty much the world is your oyster here. Not that I suggest planting plants actually in an oyster, but you could try and give it a go if you wanted to. You can use garden terracotta pots. You can use those old Belfast sinks. I've seen people do really nice planters in that. You can even plant things in red bricks on their sides. There's a little planting pocket there. You can put tiny, tiny succulents in there. You can use window boxes. You can use old muddy boots, old wheelbarrows. I've seen people have them with kind of the plants spilling out. The important thing is have some drainage at the bottom. So whenever you're planting in a container, You are like Mother Earth. You are creating a little space of nature there. So everything that the earth would normally do, like provide water and provide food and provide drainage, won't happen in that container unless you modify it, unless you make it happen. So first things first is make sure it's got some holes in the bottom of it, unless you're building like a pond. But in that case, listen back to the other episode about ponds. So normally you'll have holes in the bottom of pots, but if you don't, if you're reusing another material, you might need to drill some holes in or put
Yeah,
some
that's
crocks
important,
in
isn't
the
it, to
bottom.
drill the holes, not just put a screwdriver and whack a hammer through it, because it will crack. It won't
Oh, do you
actually.
speak from personal experience there, Dave?
Can you tell?
Yeah. So you do need to drill. Sometimes you might need to drill holes in things,
Don't just use a
but that
screwdriver and a hammer, because it just doesn't work. Trust me.
no. Absolutely, you are the expert on that one here. And then at the bottom of your container, it's a good idea to fill it up with something which is, particularly if you're planting on windowsills, something as lightweight as possible, because this means it's not going to kind of get really heavy and risk falling off. So if you have those polystyrene cubes that you get in packing, those
Yeah.
little kind of peanut things, you can shove
Polystyrene
those in the
chips or
bottom.
peanuts, they're called, aren't they? Chips or peanuts,
That's
something
the
like that.
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, peanuts. Yeah, you can put those in the bottom and then just put multi-purpose compost on top of that. And that means that you're reducing the amount of compost you have to buy. It means you're giving that polystyrene a second use of life, and it's making it lighter weight, so it makes it less likely that it might tip or fall off. You
Yeah.
still have to do a bit of protection in the wind if you need to. Oh, in fact, a listener wrote in with a really good idea. How about this for a great idea?
Yeah.
David Edwards emailed in to say for his window boxes, if you're doing kind of hanging baskets, sometimes people line them with like matted coir or kind of these kind of liners. He had some offcuts of turf from his lawn, and he put them upside down and he lined his whole window box with those. And do you know what? It's growing really well. Even the grass is growing, but it's got drainage in there. The plants are doing well. It's all held together, and it's a really good use of offcuts. So well done, David. We like that idea. That's brilliant.
So I was going to say something
Not.
then. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. What, like you say, it is a good way of just using that offcut rather than just throwing it to one side, really, isn't it?
Exactly. Anything to reduce waste and to keep your costs down is what this gardening pro slot is all
That's
about.
right.
So once you've got your muddy boot, your pot, whatever, you've got some drainage in the bottom, you filled it up, and you put some compost in. You think, well, what am I going to plant in here? Well, you've planted some lettuce. Why did you choose lettuce, Dave?
Because I like lettuce.
There
There, see,
we
that's all right. Yeah,
are.
because you said only plant what you're going to eat.
Exactly. Rule one: plant what you're
Well,
going to eat.
I can't plant cheeseburgers or ice cream. So, the next thing
No,
up would be
no.
like lettuce, and there's no point doing sort of beetroot. As much I eat it, but I don't eat that much. But I do like lettuce, and we've got some spring onions and that going. So that's all right.
It's a good one, yeah. Do you like garlic?
Yeah. Is
Yeah,
that
yeah.
difficult to grow or?
No, it's super easy. You literally get like
You're talking
a
to me
pack
here.
of garlic, yeah,
Yeah.
and you put them in the compost in autumn. And by Christmas, you'll have fresh garlic bulbs ready to
Okay.
harvest. So
All
there's
right.
some really interesting and easy things you can do with containers, but things like lettuce are ideal because they're shallow rooting, not going
Yeah.
to take up a huge amount of space. But you've got come on to my next point, which is if you are gardening with a container, you do need to be on top of the watering,
Well,
because they like,
every night I do it.
yeah.
Every
Oh,
night, I go out there with a watering can. That.
top of
Even a
the
watering
editorial
can, not
class.
a hose pipe, a watering
Yeah.
can. Yeah, see?
I love it. I love
Carbon,
it.
yeah, carbon zero. Here we come.
Yeah. You're top of the class. Top of the class today. It's
I'll get a
fantastic.
carbon zero gold star, I think, for that.
You absolutely will. It will be like fused in carbon zero gold for sure.
Yeah.
But you're completely right, because containers can dry out much more than the earth because they are surrounded on all sides by air. Air kind of reduces and takes away the moisture. So we need to just keep on adding the water in. It is getting quite dry at the moment, and I'm certainly having to water a few things. So, any way you can find of reducing your water consumption is good. So spare washing up liquid, spare washing up water, or if you have a shower and you have a bucket, you can put the bucket in the shower before it warms up if you want. Just any kind of, or collect water from water butts. It's all free. It's not from the meter, so you're not going to have to pay Southern Water money for it. But it also means it helps your plants grow. So you just do need to be on top of that.
Yeah.
And when did you say you did it, Dave? Morning, night, noon, night? When do you do your
I do
watering?
it when the sun's gone down in the evening.
Oh, a platinum star. Even better.
You just think I sit here not taking a blind bit of notice of what you're saying, but I do, you see. It's all
You
up here.
absolutely are.
It's all up here in
It
this,
absolutely is.
yeah, in my
Yeah,
big memory
it's
banks.
wonderful. Oh, it's definitely lodged. There's definite memories going in, aren't there? Yep, you're right. So first thing in the morning or last thing at night,
Yeah.
to avoid just wasting your water. Obviously, a few of us have had terrible time with slugs, so it's you can combine it with a slug patrol. Get hop out your slugs, put your beer traps down, give everything a good water at the same time.
Or keep it off the floor. That helps,
Or
doesn't
keep it off the floor.
it?
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Anything like that. So what else could we plant? So we've, in terms of veg, we've got salads, garlic, spring onions, lettuce leaves. You can also put things like herbs. So if you like chives, or if you like sage or basil, those are also really good things to put in containers. And frankly, I was planting up a herb garden last week, and even though we were planting up a bank, I put things in pots into the ground for mint and sage, because mint in particular runs and runs and runs and runs and runs. So
Right.
you'll find most people won't plant it directly in the ground because it'll take over everything. It's like a toddler in a china shop. Chaos, chaos, chaos. So put your mint and your sage in particular, good ones to actually keep in pots, and keep those in the containers. And they love their lives in containers. And then, so if you fancy something a bit sweeter, I know I can't provide you with a chocolate plant, although we have talked about that. You can grow fruit in containers as well. I'm a big fan of blueberries. Do you like blueberries?
Yeah, we have got, we have, I think we've got a couple of raspberries in a container.
Yeah,
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 we bought them from Lidl's. No, I'm joking. No, I mean planted. We planted a couple of
yeah.
raspberries. Not a container of raspberries from Lidl's, I don't mean.
No, but sometimes in the middle of Lidl, you can get all sorts of things, can't you?
Yeah.
But yeah, rule one, do you like it? In which case, don't grow it unless you like it.
Yeah.
And also grow it if it's expensive to buy. And raspberries and blueberries, these soft fruits, can be really expensive, can't they? So you probably won't make your money back, but at least it means that you're enjoying your fruit, and it's not something that you could pick up for
That's providing
2p
you can
down the
get to
shop.
them before the birds.
Yes, so I was going to come on to that. So particularly, I grow blueberries, and I've got loads of lovely fruit going on it, and I will actually put on some netting around it. So just a loose bit of netting, or frankly, it's so bright these days, you know, an old sheet, if you're desperate, from your linen cupboard. If you've got an old ripped up sheet, you can pop that on, because there'll still probably be enough light coming through at this
All
time of
right.
year. So you don't have to go out and spend a fortune and buy all this specialist material. You can kind of
No.
make do with what you've got.
Okay.
And that will help. And with your raspberries as well. Yeah, just watch out for when it looks a bit tasty, that's when the birds start coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can grow other things, like I do figs in pots, because figs actually do much better once all their roots are really squished up. So figs, a nice one to do. Gooseberries, anything like that, which, you know, you can contain. Again, just remember, you are going to be Mother Nature for that plant in a pot, so a bit more watering. And blueberries in particular like acid soil, so you might need to have specialist ericaceous compost.
Oh,
And all, yeah, ericaceous compost, there's a big word for the day.
yeah.
And top it up with things like pine needles or coffee grounds or anything like that on top, and that will help keep the soil acidic and a bit moist. So that's if you like fruit. Some people just like to have flowers and just have pretty plants, in which case we have a kind of a design theme, a design idea when we're doing planting up containers, and that's that you should have a thriller, like a main plant, a filler, a
Yeah.
plant around the sides. And then a spiller, a plant which trails over the side. We have such fun, these horse us gardening
Wow.
horsey people. That is a joke in gardening circles. That's the level that we operate on.
Thriller, filler, and spiller.
And spiller. Yep. So
Wow.
a thriller is normally something quite tall. You want something with a bit of height to give it a sense of a bit of a mass. So either something like a grass, something like a steeper tenuous cement is quite nice. It gives you a bit of height, or a salvia, a nice tall upright salvia, or a lily, something which has got a bit of height and a bit of heft, gives you that sense of like a majestic thing.
Yeah.
And then you can have things around the edges, like you can have hookahs, coral bells, and those are useful for kind of planting around the outside and covering up any spaces you have. And then you can fill in with spillers. You can have trailing rosemary is quite nice, or you could have there's an oregano called Kent Beauty, which is properly bonkers, properly mad looking. It almost looks like someone's taken a picture of a flower and put it through something to say, make this look geometric, and like Pablo Picasso has
All
made
right.
it. So yeah, something like that. So something trailing down the side, or a bit of ivy, a little bit of nice variegated ivy can look quite nice. And that way you have a bit of a balance between something up, something out, and then something down as well.
And I suppose also when you do it in pots, it's not so much of a big task, is it, to take on as opposed to a garden?
Exactly. It makes it feel much more manageable. And I always say your front door and your view at your kitchen sink are both key views. So a nice pot by the front door, something low key, easy to maintain, can make it feel like, regardless of what everything else looks like, just means you've got something there. And things like lavender do really well in pots as well. So if you like the smell and you want something nice and scented by your front door, that can also be a really, really good way. Or if you're into your herbs, basil, bay, all these sorts of things can actually make the garden work for you rather than you feel that the garden is another thing that you have to do on your list of chores. So that's my top tips, I think. So you can either use veg, you can use fruit, you can use flowers, you can mix those three things up. You can have, you could around your salads, you could have some trailing nasturtiums or things like that. You just have to remember, whatever you do, you need to look after it a bit. But if you put some nice rich compost in at the start and keep an eye on your watering when your day is done and you're ready to give that little bit of beer to your slug friends, your job's a good one. So I hope that helps.
And that's some really good tips there. I haven't learned anything today because I already know that. So that's all right. Apart from I've learned a new word and I can't even remember it now.
Ericaceous. It sounds like Eric. You're a bit like your
Ericaceous.
Eric. I'm a bit ericaceous today.
Before you go, what is your song for today? Well, I know what it is, but we'd like to tell the listeners what song you've picked for today.
Would dearly love to tell our listeners what song it is. And I was thinking about my Thriller, Spiller, Filler thing, and
Oh,
I was thinking,
yes.
actually,
Yeah.
there,
Oh, hang
that's
on
the
a
link
minute. Oh,
here.
there's the link. Thriller, Spiller, Spiller. Oh, see, there's two there. You could have, there's two songs I could name straight away.
I
So
know,
for
I
your
know.
Thriller, you could say Michael Jackson.
Exactly. We could
For
go Michael Jackson.
your Filler, I don't know, but Spiller, you've got Spiller and Groovejet.
Oh my
Look at
goodness,
that.
the possibilities are endless. I feel like
Go
I've
on, surprise me.
underachieved on
What have
this
we
one.
gone for?
So I went for the Thriller, the vertical one. I went for a classic, which is I'm Still Standing by Elton John, because I hope we are all still standing by the end of this hot summer's day and that our plants are too. So I'm Still
Excellent.
Standing by Elton John is my track of the week.
Thank you very much, Claire.
Gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio.